Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This next segment on the Fan After Dark is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first. 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
Appreciate that to Mr. Dylon. Shout out to our newest hire who's getting his training on. Kind of like Prince when he went by the symbol. We will not mention new guy's name just yet until he's officially.
He looks kind of familiar. I feel like I know.
I mean, he went to North Texas.
I feel like I've seen him before.
Well, didn't you know or had a class with one of the Phenom contestants too?
That did happen.
And you were too cool for school and you sat in the back with a towel over your head or something like that and didn't pay attention to class?
You know what's funny about that? And we're going to get into the Cowboys' four keys to victory.
You do that during shows too?
The Cowboys' four keys to victory to finish out the season and run the table.
Well, I just had them keys to going 4-0. So you've got four of them though?
I'll do four.
Because I've got a couple.
We'll do that here in a second, but yeah. I'm very introspective with my ChatGPT. I want to master myself. It told me that today. It said, I asked, what kind of questions do I ask you? And it said, you are someone who wants to master yourself. And it gave me like a full 3-page report on myself, whatever. But I sent back I found when I was cleaning out my house today, I found
Besides the
glasses.
Where did you find those glasses anyway?
Just in like a basket.
Okay.
I found an old college notebook. Mm-hmm. That I had done an assignment in, and it was a psychology assignment. And I took pictures of it, 14 pages, and I sent it in ChatGPT, and I said, like, what does this say about me?
What does this mean?
What does this mean? Like, what is my writing style? Was I a good student? How would you grade this? And it was just really introspective.
They gave you a mental health hotline number to call?
Yeah. It pretty much just said my brain thinks faster than my hand does, and that my thoughts are all over the place.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's pretty much.
You need a ChatGPT to tell you that?
I was like, that's pretty much what's happening now.
You could have sent me a text, and I could have told you that just off the cuff.
Yeah. Said a lot of nice things, but I don't like. I like sharing just the funny
things. That's all ChatGPT does.
No. Like, I tell it to keep me real.
You have to prompt it to say, like, look, man.
I tell it. I'm saying I don't want to hear the fluff because that doesn't help me.
Not every idea I have is going to make me a billionaire, so stop gaslighting me, ChatGPT. You're right. You know what, Fred? Now that you mention it, you're right. You are an idiot.
Thanks for calling me out.
Now that you mention it, yeah.
And then even when it gives
don't
you
quit your day job.
Even when it gives you bad stuff, it gives you, like, hope at the end.
Yeah.
Yes, your girlfriend may have just left you, but what have I told just the best thing to say. Name me one billionaire, Blake, that went there while having a girlfriend.
Would you like me to give you a rundown of dating sites that you wouldn't be the ugliest person on and get you ready to start loading up that?
Yeah, thanks a lot, ChatGPT. You're making me feel a whole lot better. All right. What you don't need ChatGPT for, at the very least, and maybe we call this Fan After Dark GPT, keys to a 4-0 finish for your Dallas Cowboys. Now, this could be any number of different things. Obviously, we were on Monday night. We were all just in beside ourselves after that interception, and it prolonged the, hey, this Cowboys team's, the season's still alive. We're still very much in this thing. Now, of course, then you've got a game against the Vikings on Sunday night football. Kind of surprised, and I'm sure that somebody has asked this question. I haven't looked at it yet. I thought week 14, 15 was when they can start flexing games.
I think you can flex games whenever. They flex games in like week 5.
I'm just surprised. And I guess it's the Cowboys, so that's why you're not flexing out of it. And they're 6-6-1. They're still fighting for a playoff spot. It's Cowboys, Vikings, not the most exciting game in the world as far as from a, you know, marquee
standpoint. Unless you're a Cowboys fan.
I mean, Cowboy fans are going to watch regardless. Yeah. Football fans are going to watch regardless. But, I mean, you know, if this was Cowboys Chargers this week, all right, where you've got to try. And by the way, can we just real quick, well, we'll do it in the NFL stack. We'll do it in the NFL stack about the whole Laura Rutledge and
Herbert
thing, which I'll tell you what. Some of the softest dudes I've ever seen. And women, I get it. You're sticking up for your girl, Laura. I get it. Whatever. But dudes that are trying to, like, bro, we get it. You don't get play, okay? Stop trying to screenshot your tweets to, oh, see, I stand up for women. Stop, okay? What a douche move. You're a douche. Anyway, Cowboys. One of the keys to them going 4-0, fast starts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this team's got, and Shoddy talked about it today. I remember if it was G-Bag or KNC I was listening to it on, and he talked about the need to get out to faster starts, the need to play with a little bit more pace, the need to play with a little bit more tempo. That needs to happen with this offense.
Where do you think the Dallas Cowboys rank as far as NFL teams in first quarter points per game? The Rams are at the top of the league at 7.7, so obviously, that means they're averaging a touchdown for every first quarter they play.
Yeah.
Actually, a little bit over. A touchdown and a field goal. Touchdown and two field goals.
Wait a minute. What? You said 7 points.
Oh, I'm thinking the point seven. So I guess just a touchdown.
Yeah.
Where do you think the Dallas Cowboys rank on that list?
I mean, I would think they're top 10 because I feel like they were. I felt like the early start of the season. But things have kind of slowed down a little bit.
Well, I was going to say, don't get it confused with first half stats.
Yeah, that's
first
right.
Quarter.
The second quarter, they obviously had some. Middle of the road, 15-16.
Nope. 23.
Damn, really?
Mm-hmm. The only teams worse.
But you're right, first quarter.
The only teams that are worse in the first quarter from a points per game perspective are the Jets, the Ravens, the Raiders, the Chiefs, Green Bay, Tampa Bay, Houston, Washington, and New Orleans. And then Dallas is at 23rd in the NFL at 3.8 points for every first quarter they play. So that would coincide with your thought of slow starts. And it's really plagued them even in when we've been hyped for the team. I mean, everyone knows we went down 21-0 after three possessions versus the Eagles. Now, one of those was on a fourth down, the blocked punt that shouldn't have been a block, or that should have been a block punt, but was a running into the kicker, which then gave the Eagles a chance to get the ball back.
To your point, though, you also had the fourth down that you didn't convert.
Fourth down.
At midfield in the first quarter.
First possession of the game, you don't convert it. The Kansas City game, when I'm trying to find my seat, and I see that Dak
is a pick on the third play.
They have not been great coming out of half starting games, because think about it, even in the Lions game.
Now, in fairness to them, though, they did come back on the very next drive and score.
They did. The Lions game, when things are hitting the fan, but you look up, correct me if I'm wrong, Tolos and Fred, 27-19 at half?
No, they were dead.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
No, I don't think it was 27-19. I thought that was in the third quarter.
I got you. It was 20-9.
Okay.
It was 20-9.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't think it was 27-19. But 20-9.
It was 20-9.
It just felt like it was 27-9. Because, like I said, that was one of those games where it just felt like they were never as close.
Because the Cowboys, they had three field goals. They had no touchdowns.
That's
in the
correct.
First half.
Yes.
So it didn't feel like we were really doing anything.
Bowling.
Second play of the quarter, they throw to George Pickens on the slant. Might have even been the first play. Interception.
Intercepted.
And when you are a high powered offense like the Cowboys are, you can come back from it, as shown against the Eagles and Chiefs. But if you're going to be a playoff team, if you're going to be a team that runs the table, just having bad starts to quarters coming out of halves is not a good recipe for we want to make the playoffs. So that's yours. I would coincide with that. My biggest thing has got to be the secondary tightening up. Now, is it the secondary that had busted coverages like they had in the first 6 weeks? No.
Yeah.
Is it the secondary that had a good little run? No. I think it's somewhere in the middle where the secondary is – There's this thought process right now that you see in the players of not wanting to get beat over the top.
Okay.
And it feels like there is anything that any team wants underneath, they are going to get. And you know this firsthand, the Chiefs game.
Yeah.
How many times were Chiefs receivers open underneath? Now, the Chiefs players dropped a lot of passes, but we all remember the big fourth down to Rashee Rice. He's wide open in the middle of the field. So, like, we can be happy about the W, but right now me and Fred are looking into the details. Those are the things that when you're watching film are unacceptable on a fourth down. The guys are screaming wide open. Now, he dropped it, cool, but you can't be in love with the result. You got to be in love with the process. Mm. And that's what we're trying to do right here. And for me, the secondary is very much bend, don't break, but they're not a good red zone defense either. So teams are marching the ball down the field, and we saw the Lions do it, and you have no real pushback. Now, when you get ahead 14-0 or you have a lead, I believe in Quinnen Williams and that defensive line to get home and Cowboys stack up points and you beat the Cardinals by 30 or you beat the Vikings by a bunch. But when you play a Chargers team who's just kind of always in it and it comes down to late.
Oh, they're going to muck it up.
That's what I'm saying. And those points, I'm not worried about the run game like it was last 5 years where I'm like, well, teams are just able to run the ball and Dak will never get the ball back. I'm more fearful, and I think a lot of Tolos would agree, of this passing game, man, or this passing defense, excuse me. Like, when it really comes down to...
Now, you should be able to get home, though.
You should be able to get home, but I'm not worried about that. Getting home and stopping the run, I'm not worried about
that.
I'm talking about
you should be able to get home on passing downs against Justin Herbert.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Like, that offensive line is beat to hell.
That's where they get you a play action. Next thing you know, name me one corner that you feel confident enough to stick with Ladd McConkey, Justin Jefferson.
Oh, I don't trust any of them right now.
And so, like, teams are isolating that. We can't run the ball against the Cowboys. That is not a recipe for beating them in this current iteration. So just handing the ball off to Marion Hampton or Aaron Jones a bunch
but
of times.
But you don't need to.
You know we can pretty much win one-on-one, even with their best corner. Pick out their best corner, Deron Bland, who has shown he can get beat.
Oh, Deron Bland has not been good the last few games.
And when you have no lockdown corner or no even two corners that can equal one lockdown corner, if you will, you have a below average secondary. I don't think
is Reddy Stewart your best cornerback right now?
He's consistent.
I mean, seriously, Reddy Stewart might be your best cornerback right now.
And to me, and you can definitely disagree, and I'd love to argue the other point. I don't know what's worse, having a run defense that feels leaky, which is what the Cowboys have been for the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Fun secondary, fun scoring offense, but anyone could run on them and control the clock and control the trenches. That's a scary, like, formula to build behind. Now it's kind of the opposite. You do have a strong core and a nice little spine, if you will, even though the linebackers, we'll get to them. I don't feel – I'm not weary of getting home. I'm not weary of stopping the run. I'm not weary of teams beating us up in the trenches. I'm weary of these star players on the outsides winning. We saw what Jameson Williams, Amon-Ra, Jahmyr Gibbs, like the Cowboys had the better up front.
I mean, outside of the Eagles game, and I think that's as much has much to do with the fact that the Eagles are a mess
and offensively. And they're not a passing offense. They're not just we're
that's just
the
it,
yard.
Right? I mean, and so I mean, your passing defense has been terrible all year.
Yeah. Okay. You've gotten bailed out a couple times.
I mean, Quinnen Williams has helped the run defense. But he hasn't done anything really, and this isn't his fault. I mean, he's one guy because
it's helped
guess what?
A little bit. Like if it went from 2, it went to 5. You know, like it didn't jump huge. I'm saying 2% to 5% out of 100. Like it jumped, but it's not some huge. It is.
I
still
mean,
I'd say
it's negligible. I guess because look, Jared Goff did whatever he wanted.
And I think that's going right? to continue happening.
And oh, by the way, and you made a great point. All right, I mean, if we're being real. You got gifted, and I'm just saying this because I'm just telling you the facts. Drop passes and questionable penalties helped you in the Chiefs game. I'm not saying you still wouldn't have won, all right?
But it made that passing defense look even worse when we're looking at the stats after.
I mean, look, thank God for an Xavier Worthy play that gets run all the time in the NFL, and it's a 50-50 shot as to whether or not it gets called all the time, right? Rashee Rice, who decided that, you know what, I'm going to catch the ball like I leave, crash scenes, all right? Let's just do it every week, all right? It wasn't anything really that your defense, that your secondary did in the last 2 weeks against two of the better quarterbacks in the NFL. And again, what's great is that J.J. McCarthy sucks, all right? Like, J.J. McCarthy's not a good quarterback. You should, and I'd like to think, and again, we'll have to wait and see on this, I'm hoping that we see Eberflus dial some things up on Sunday against J.J. McCarthy. Or do you just feel confident enough? And maybe you do. Hey, we're going to do our five-man front, and we should be able to get to J.J. McCarthy with that five-man front. Because to your point, Revel has looked like a rookie. And Deron Bland, you're starting to say to yourself, kind of wish we would have waited till the end of the year before we sign that deal. Because I'm telling you right now, my man does not look like the fifth or sixth best cornerback in the National Football League.
And then we started on Diggs, who Schottenheimer isn't really speaking glowingly of.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. Let's keep the keys up. We'll do a little fair foul as well, kind of mix some things in the next segment, because I thought Kevin Hagland made a excellent point. Shout out to our boys over at KNC. As to why we have not seen Trayvon Diggs yet. And I have not heard anybody else say this, and I'm not saying that other people haven't, but today was the first time I'd heard it here on this station coming from our boy Kevin Hagelin. Excellent point, and I think there's a lot to it as to why we haven't seen Trayvon Diggs. Fair, foul, and more coming up next. Don't go anywhere. It's Fan After Dark.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.